and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. High winds and heavy rains from Tropical Storm Hillary are slamming Southern California, which has also been hit with a 5.1 magnitude earthquake. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Stay safe, stay informed, and stay home.
All schools in L.A. will be closed today. CBS's Michael Spencer has more from San Clemente.
Palm Springs is under a state of emergency, with Hillary dropping half of the city's annual rainfall in just 6 hours. In the higher elevations of San Bernardino County, rain sent trees and mud rushing down canyons. Residents in several mountain and foothill communities are under evacuation orders. Near the coast, swollen rivers in Los Angeles are running full and fast. In Santa Clarita, the side of a road collapsed. And near San Diego, giant boulders crashed onto an interstate.
Palm Springs police report a widespread 911 outage, adding insult to injury, an earthquake about 80 miles northwest of L.A. in Ojai. Julia Redden works at a restaurant there.
Our liquor cabinet doors actually popped open from bottles falling off, so it's pretty weird.
So far, no reports of major damage or injuries. President Biden flies to Maui today to tour the devastation from this month's wildfires that killed at least 114 people. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells CBS's Face the Nation Mr. Biden will
reassure them that the federal government is there. He has directed them to bring the resources they need to help them as they begin to start their recovery and their rebuilding process.
More than 1,000 people are still missing. On the campaign trail.
More legal troubles, no problems for former President Donald Trump in terms of voter support. A new CBS News poll shows likely GOP primary voters think the latest indictment in Georgia against him is politically motivated. Trump and 18 others were charged last week in connection to an alleged plot to undermine the 2020 election results in the state.
CBS's Skylar Henry. Mr. Trump is expected to skip the first Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee Wednesday. Washington Post says he'll release a pre-recorded interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson instead. Patriots prayers answered.
Our whole team's praying for him and just hoping that, you know, things aren't as serious as they seem.
Wide receiver Matthew Slater released from a hospital. That was Matthew Slater, but his teammate Isaiah Bolden was taken away on a stretcher after an on-field collision Saturday night. Bolden was released from a Green Bay hospital and expected to travel with the team back to Massachusetts. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less. But the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 82. Today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows of a low around 63. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Host Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the fabulous Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, TGIF for August 18th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two. Glad to have you along with us. How spectacular is Brady Ewing? I mean, he's just the best, right?
Yeah. Just... My answer was going to be yes. When you asked how fantastic he is.
A very short, succinct yes. But yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need, right? No, Brady's a great guy. Great player for Wisconsin. Three-time Big Ten champion. And just a great soul as well. A great perspective. And how cool is that for those kids at Richland Center to be able to say, here's somebody who played on the same field, who was a walk-on at Wisconsin, earned a scholarship, ended up being a captain, a three-time Big Ten champion, went on to be drafted and played in the NFL, and here he is back in Southwest Wisconsin being our coach. That's pretty cool.
Definitely. And he seems pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, that if you want the key to happiness, look at a guy like Brady Ewing, who doesn't need the fame and fortune and his name up in lights to be happy. I'm sure he appreciated all that.
Yeah, I'm sure it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt. But here's a guy just helping kids and giving back. Makes him as happy as anything else, as scored a touchdown in a Rose Bowl.
Honestly, I feel like that might be a way to be happier is if you're going to have that level of success to not be trapped in it.
Yeah.
Like like Aaron Rodgers, yeah. he can't be having a good time.
He's talking about a guy who's trapped, right? Anyway, we thank Brady Ewing for coming on as per usual. Check in with him 2 weeks from today. I don't even want to say this. 2 weeks from today will be September 1st. Summer will be basically over in 2 weeks, technically. Well, I should say technically, because what, September 20th, 21st is the start of autumn. But I think for most people, Labor Day weekend signifies the transition from summer into autumn or fall. And we'll be 2 days from today, we will be on the verge, on the evening before the kickoff to the Luke Fickell era of Wisconsin Badger football. And again, you can listen to it across the Civic Media Radio Network on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Lake Air Radio up in Amory, Wisconsin. Also can hear us on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids and also WRJN down in Racine and Kenosha. So all across the state, and I've had opportunity to listen to Wisconsin Badger football all season long, this year with Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher. So looking forward to that. And looking at the schedule, in case you were interested. On September 2nd, they open up against Buffalo at home. Game time set for 2:30. Then they travel out to take on the Cougs, the Washington State Cougars, pardon me. That's on September 9th, an evening game, 6:30. Then back home against Georgia Southern. on September 16th. On September 22nd, they open the Big Ten on the road against Purdue. And then back home on October 7th to take on Rutgers. Also at home on October 14th against the Iowa Hawkeyes, who are ranked right now number 25. Then a big grudge match. This will be a very interesting one. On, by the way, my birthday, October 21st. Wisconsin traveling down to see and to take on the Fighting Berts of Illinois. No, the Fighting Illini, coached by Brett Bielema, former Wisconsin coach. And also now former Wisconsin coach Jimmy Leonard, one of the coaches down at Illinois as well. That'll be a very emotional game for a lot of guys at Wisconsin. But they can't let it affect them because they come home the next week on October 28th and they host number 3, Ohio State, in a huge, huge game which is sold out and already ticket scalpers are on the streets and online selling that Wisconsin-Ohio State game on October 28th. Then they travel to the Badgers due to Indiana on November 4th. They host the disheveled Northwestern Wildcats on November 11th. Then they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers, which is a team, quite frankly, that doesn't belong in the Big Ten. They belong like in the, you know, in the MAC or something like that. But they'll come up, Nebraska will come up here and get their rear ends kicked on November 18th. And then we will go to Minnesota the day after Thanksgiving on November 25th, Wisconsin going up to take on the PJ Flexters, and we will take back Paul Bunyan's axe and bring it back to Wisconsin. Guaranteed, as we say back at Richland Center. Not guaranteed, guaranteed, all right? The axe is coming home, baby.
You got to meet up with meteorologist Kara Foster for that game.
Yes, that's exactly what we have to do. We have got, I got to reach out. I know she's sleeping right now because she works overnight. But we gotta dial up Kara Foster and we will meet up. We will do a show somehow, some way from Minnesota for that game. As this will be great, by the way, because I like to call PJ Fleck the Flexters of Minnesota. Now we got Coach Fickle, the Fixters. So it'll be the Flexters versus the Fixters.
There we go.
It'll be the Flick Fleck battle. the Flick Fleck Bowl. Up in Minnesota. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, it's going to be a great season long. We'll have all the games for you across the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, we're also going to have life coach, love guru to the stars, and positivity psychologist, our friend, our ongoing contributor, Kira Sabin. When your life implodes, how do you start over without burning it down? Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 79 today. Under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 65. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, high of 85. dry with temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the low 90s to the mid 90s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 66.
Your home for the Brewers.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all. Till there was you.
If you think your life's complete, if you think that you know everything, if you think it couldn't get any better, hang on to your skirt, tie down your hat, because you don't know anything until you've been Kira Sabin. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, August 18th. It is 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. If I ever needed a little Kira Sabin for an afternoon, it's today, my friend. She is an ongoing contributor. You can find her at lifequotient.com. And also, she is a positivity psychologist and love guru to the stars. Kira Sabin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Todd. Yes. I was wondering how that song was going to be leading into this, but now I see. Also, it's relationship-quotient.
Oh, when I say life-quotient.
Life, yeah, life quotient. That's okay. Just didn't want to confuse people. That's cool. It's Friday afternoon.
Relationship-quotient.com.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You can find all of Kira's just a podcast as well.
I do. I have over 330 episodes.
Whoa. You can literally almost listen to one every day for a year. And probably by the time you get to the year, you'll have 352.
I mean, I don't know who would want to do that. That sounds slightly miserable, but yes, you could. No, it's pretty bingeable because there's a lot of just short and sweet. And I tell a lot of stories that I think, you know, I think we learn from stories. So
That's how I've listened to it is usually I'll be like, you know what? Today it's time to listen to some relationship quotient, some reinventing dating daily, and I'll just go and listen to a bunch of episodes at once because they're shorter like that.
See, right there, a life fan.
That's, I mean, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. I'll put you on the spot at some point and ask you one thing that you've learned from the podcast, but I won't do that right now.
So Kira, if you're not familiar, Kira joins us more or less every other week. She's been traveling, so that's kind of hindered some calendar plans. But we're always thankful when she can make room for us and stop by. She brings to us a life experience, her training as a positivity psychologist, and someone who deals with relationships and clients every day, helping them not just in romantic situations, but also just life coaching in general, be better people. And we love it when you stop by, Kira. So today, the topic you have told us, how to start over when life feels it's not working out without burning it all down. This is interesting. A little dramatic, but very interesting.
Well, and it's just, that's a little bit of a joke between like some of my clients and myself is just kind of, and especially when you're single, there's been times in my life where I'm unhappy and I'm just like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to move to another country. I'm going to just, you know, I don't want to say run away, but start anew. And I've actually done that, right? I lived in Costa Rica. I've lived in Mexico. I've lived in a couple different places. But sometimes, we don't have the time, energy, or money or allowance to be able to do that. And also, changes and reflection can happen at any time in our life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Todd, I know that you were a couple years older than me, but I turned 50. And, man, nobody tells you how weird middle age is.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
But there's something about back to school that always makes me think about a new year, clean clothes, getting new like school supplies and things like that. And it's just, I was like, it's also just a time of the year where I always find myself reflecting a little bit of, you know, who do I want to be? What's working? What's not working? And if it's not working, how do we change it?
See, this is why you and I get along so well, because I'm exactly the same way. A lot of people, it's the end of the year, New Year's Eve. Oh, it's a new year, a new beginning. And I get a little bit of that. But I'm much more like you. I get much more reflective and think about new beginnings as the seasons change, as I see the trees change. I guess to me, it's more like, whether I think about it or not, like that life-death cycle, right? Things are kind of dying off and going into the winter sleep. And I don't know, that provokes change in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of funny because, and I think it's also just the fact that my, you know, my parents were teachers. And so just the school year had a major impact on me, even after, you know, I graduated and grew up and became an adult. Like, I still find myself at this time of the year just reflecting and wanting a little bit of a clean slate.
So this doesn't necessarily have to mean that people feel like, oh my gosh, my entire life needs a complete change. It might be that we're getting ready to go back to school. It might be either in our professional life or in our personal relationships. We just feel that it's time for a change, and you're going to walk us through how to do those things without completely just burning everything down and saying, I'm going to get on a boat to China and start over there.
Absolutely. Which you can also do, but
which
that's
you can't
not
do.
That is not what this podcast about, no. is about. But I love to bring, like the science and the statistics to just kind of like love and relationships and life in general, because it can feel very intangible in some ways. Like, emotions can feel kind of big and overwhelming. And one of the statistics I heard is that 55% of people are not necessarily depressed or anxious, but are just languishing or feeling stuck in their life. That's a large number.
It's a lot of
you
folks,
know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so people who may not be actually depressed or mentally unwell, but they just feel stuck. Yeah. And that's a problem, because when we're stuck, life can feel like we don't have any control over our lives, like we don't have any power, and it can just make every day the same. And that's not a life.
No, not a life at all. Let's start this off, Kira. How we start kind of starting over without burning it all down. You say number one, start with reflection.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing. And this is what I do personally on a regular basis. Is I just ask myself a couple of really, really important questions to assess where I'm at. Assess, like, do I want to take anything new on right now? Do I need to change things up? So here are a couple of questions that I ask myself is, you know, what's working? What's not? That simple one. Like, what on the day-to-day feels like it's working, whether it be my meal plans, whether it be, you know, how much I'm on my screen, whether it be, you know, what is working and what's not. And then one of my other favorite questions is, what or who feels energizing in my life?
That's good.
Versus what or who feels draining? And that can tell a lot about the people in your life, your friendships, your relationships. You know, I try to make a goal that, you know, the people who are in my life, that we energize each other instead of feeling like one or both are just constantly emotionally draining each other. Mm-hmm. I also love to look at just, you know, am I holding on to something that I need to let go of? Mm-hmm. A past relationship, you know, or even a friendship. We don't talk a lot about friendships ending, and that can be really hard as an adult. Mm-hmm. But just, am I holding on to something that I need to let go of to really enjoy my future or enjoy the present even? And so, then, go ahead.
No, okay.
And then the last one is that I love to ask myself if I'm kind of trying to make a decision or trying to assess, is what I'm doing actually support the life I'm trying to create?
Yeah.
You know,
I think that starts yes or no, or give me your reflection. That starts with having a really honest discussion with ourselves about what we want.
Let me tell you this. If there is anything that you could, if everybody listening is like, what is one thing I can work on that's not horribly hard and I don't have to completely change my life? To me, it's self-awareness. To me, it's asking ourselves sometimes the tougher questions to really look at what's happening, what's not, what is our role in what's happening? Because when we can see our role, that's how we change. We can't change anybody else. Man, it'd be nice if we can or could, but we're the only half in every friendship or relationship. We're the only half we can control.
And I think sometimes that's good to do it throughout our lives, because as we ask ourselves at 22 or 25 and then ask ourselves again at 40, and then ask ourselves again at 65, what we want out of life could be dramatically different depending upon where we're at. Where we're at.
Absolutely. 22-year-old Kira wanted very different things than 50-year-old Kira, for sure. You know, and what's important to us sometimes when we're younger, you know, doesn't feel as important anymore, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Things that I never thought that would be important to me when I was younger and are now, you know, it's just that evolution or that change.
So we start with reflection. Then number two, examining your values.
This is such a great thing. Another thing that is so easy to work on, and I think is it can be just such a game changer, is understanding what you value. And the way that I describe that, the very easy way to look at that is what you prioritize and value in this world,
mm-hmm.
right? So what at the end of every day is where you put your time and your energy. That's what your values are. And you can say, this is my value, but the actions are really what, you know, stick behind that. Now that those values might be family or generosity or, you know, physical exercise. It can be a lot of different things. For me, I know a value that was, and as I know that my mom and your sister are listening to us as we speak, so that's not weird. You know, like, religion was a much bigger part of my life when I was younger. It was a bigger value. And now spirituality has come in kind of in a different way, right? Like we kind of ebb and flow. We grow, we change. You know, travel was a huge value for me when I was young. All I wanted to do was explore the world and meet new people and try new foods and check out new places. And now I have to like do it just really smartly a few times a year because it's exhausting and it takes a lot of energy and, you know, and just, you know, I run retreats all around the world and, you know, I would love to do like 20 retreats a year. And that's just not a value because my value is also consistency and having a relationship with and family with my husband.
Yeah.
Like that's different, you know, than if I would have told 25-year-old Kira that, she would think I was lame, super duper lame.
Super duper lame. I
super
love that.
Dame. So I think that sometimes and our values can be kind of passed down from our family, from our friends, from teachers, from coaches. And I think we just have to sit back and go, you know, have my values changed? And am I doing things that go along with those values?
I think sometimes it's not, I mean, yeah, what you say is true, but I also think you could kind of have the same core value, but how you define success or achieving those values might be a different path as we get older too.
Absolutely. I think that one of the most interesting things about our society is we choose to look at the only way that we think a relationship is successful is if you meet a person and you marry them and you die with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way we think a relationship is successful. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I've helped my clients, you know, kind of reframe that of, you know, sometimes a successful relationship is one where you are yourself. And so is the other person and you guys loved each other and maybe it didn't last forever. Maybe things changed or you, one of you evolved into a different space, but that doesn't mean it wasn't successful.
Right.
It doesn't mean it didn't work. It doesn't mean that it wasn't healthy. It doesn't. And it doesn't mean that just because somebody is married for their whole entire lives, that's successful either because they right. may be really unhappy.
Kira, do you feel like taking a couple of calls next segment? You want people to call in or not?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Let's try a couple of calls. Sure. 844-967-2789. If you want to call in, ask Kira a question. We'll give this a try. On the other side, and more with Kira Sabin. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
ABC.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 82. Today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows of a low around 63. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime high is approaching 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
789. You can also send us a text via the Civic Media app. So, Kara, we started with starting with reflection and then examining your values in terms of how to kind of start over. Next, number three, setting new updated goals.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when was the last time that you set goals and not just I need to lose this weight or I need to now eat salads this many times a day, but actually real goals that benefit your life? looking at your friendships, you know, who's bringing, like I said, energy to it, looking at how you're fulfilling yourself on a daily basis. Self-care is not just bubble baths. It's also just being able to take care of our physical and emotional needs on our own so that, you know, we're not burned out all the time. And it gets really, really easy to just run. And when we're not running, then we're just exhausted. But once again, that's not a great life.
My sister, your friend, Heather Allball-Galloy on Facebook, yes. She says, love me some Banana Phone. That's one of her favorite songs we play.
I've never heard it before, but really? It's, yeah, I have yeah. not, but I mean, I and can't Mr. get Zommers, enough of it now.
Mr. Zommers found that a long time ago. So we play that. We talk about calling in. If you have a question for Kira on relationships, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Kira, anything else? I think this is good because on this updated goals, because it's hard. I mean, it's hard. I've gone through a couple of periods like that in not so distant recent years of examining who I want around me and who's good for me and who isn't. And it's really hard when you have an emotional connection to someone, but you realize that they might not be the best person to be around.
Here is the very basic rule I have in my life. And it's, we both have to be contributing positive things to be in my life. We both need to be like, I don't want to be the ear all the time and I want them to be the ear all the time. Mm-hmm. We both have to be contributing, good and positive things, you know, or I'm going to like, look at, you know, what boundaries I need to set or how much time they spend. Like, you know, we don't always get to choose who our family is, but we do get to choose the time and the energy and what we share with them. Mm-hmm. And I did want to just tell like, Danny and I, so Danny's my husband, and we literally every month or two sit down. Sometimes we'll even, you know, sometimes it'll be just a spur of the moment, or sometimes we'll be like, hey, let's check in today. Mm-hmm. And we talk about what's working in our relationship, what's working in our house, what's working with our schedule, and, you know, and what do we want to change to be focusing on, you know, better life, mm-hmm. you know, more satisfaction, more contentment, more. You know, we do that. So it's not only an individual thing. We also do that for the relationship. And, you know, that's where we can bring up, you know, if something doesn't feel good or, you know, if we're needing some more support in something. And we do that literally probably every month or two. And I think it is a humongous saving grace for our relationship because everybody feels heard and seen.
I think it's still healthy. And the last relationship I was in, I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, I have the personality of wanting to just kind of please the other person in terms of, you know, I can make it better if they're unhappy or whatever. I just kind of sweep all the under the rug. And when you sit down and you say, okay, look, let's have a conversation about this. Rather than being passive aggressive, rather than just being quiet, rather than stewing about it or whatever, just let's talk about it. And once you talk about it, oftentimes it's like both people are like, oh, whew, thanks for talking about that. Let's move on. And it's a lot, in so many ways, it's easier to confront it. Kira, why is it so damn hard to do that?
I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because we actually make the story about what could happen worse yes. than what it actually does.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Right. So when you are, and I talk about attachment styles regularly, but especially when you're anxious attachment, which you and I both are, Todd, yes. you know, we don't want to upset the people in our lives. We don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just deal with our own emotions. But once again, then that's not a friendship or that's not a relationship if we're the only ones doing, you know, doing the work. And the other thing that I was going to say, and I lost it because it's Friday afternoon, it's just the fact that you have to be as important in your life as everybody else.
Yeah.
Like you have to at least tie, right? Mm-hmm. You have to. So if you're in a relationship or you have kids or you have an aging parent or things like that, you still have to make yourself as important. And that means your goals, your boundaries, your conversations. I'm talking to you, Todd, all of it.
Right. That's true.
Right? Because otherwise you're not actually in a relationship. If you're yeah. not showing up and sharing who you are and asking for what you need, you're just, you're in an like basically setting up for an acquaintanceship or a situationship.
All right, my palms are sweaty. Let's go on number four. create create an achievable action plan. I feel like achievable is a key word here. This is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, because how many times do we set goals for ourselves and then we never do them? I am, so one of my favorite cognitive biases or thinking traps is all or nothing thinking or black and white thinking, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a type of person in the past where it's just kind of like, I am going to, starting Monday, I'm only eating this many carbs a day, or I'm, you know, like every meal will have two vegetables and I'm doing this, but not that. And I got about 2 to 3 days in, and then I'm like insane and going, this is the worst. And then once again, I completely stop. So truly, every single expert out there, you know, there was even a book now called Laziness Does Not Exist. It's really about understanding your motivation and creating small enough goals that you can actually do. Because otherwise you'll never do it. And then we just feel bad because we never do anything. But I heard somebody recently talking about at the start of each month, they write down three SAGs or small achievable goals on a piece of paper.
I like
right?
That.
And then check in at it on it every like the first of every month. Like, how'd it go? And if it didn't go, do I need to break this down into an even smaller thing? Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm a big believer in to not take things away, but add in good things, right? So the more we take things away from us that we like, the more we will want them.
I just want to quickly clarify. This is separate than having larger long-term professional goals. I mean, it doesn't mean that everything has to be a micro thing. You can still have larger goals of, hey, this is the professional level I want to get to and keep working at it, but we can have these smaller action plan goals as we get there.
Absolutely. And the thing is that unless we kind of do some of those small achievable goals, we probably won't get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So I mean, it's a great kind of compass for who we want to be and where we want to go. If we like say, you know, I want to be doing this in my job next year. What do I need to do right now? Who do I need to talk to? Do I need to talk to my boss? Is there a new class I need to take or a course I need to take to kind of get me to that place? Do I need to interview people who are already in that position? When we choose small or achievable goals, we actually get there.
All right.
Because usually when we have the big goals, we don't.
Well, I get to number five, get support or accountability.
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to do this alone. And I think that that's something we all forget. And the thing is I'm not saying you even have to hire somebody. You don't have to hire a coach or therapist for this. You can bring in a friend. You can bring in a family member. And now there's even groups for, let's say you want to write a book. Mm-hmm. There are groups online where you can come for 1 hour and just write with other writers, right? So that you just sit down and you're all focused. There's also co-working groups to make sure that you get stuff done. There is a ton of different things now online, many of them for free or very low price to help with accountability and getting things done. And I love that because most of the time, if it's just us and we're the only ones keeping ourselves accountable, let's be honest, Todd, how's that go?
Not well. And here's the other thing, and this is just gonna be a beef of mine. I'm sick of all this Zoom stuff. I'm sick of chats. I'm sick of all the technology. I want some real damn people. I mean, I'm tired of all this online stuff. I want to see real people again.
Listen, I mean, I've been having to do the same thing because I was like, I think I need to go to a co-working space because otherwise I'm in my apartment by myself all day, every day. And I know that when I get myself around other people, I just do more and I work better. So yeah, it doesn't have to be online.
And it can be in real life. And it's all this. I mean, this is why I hate, you know, having conversations via text and chat and email, because when we read this stuff from other people, we hear it, we read it in our heads the way that we perceive the other person's intention. And it could be completely different, the tone, the tenor, the sarcasm from the person who actually wrote it. Then people get ticked off at each other, and then you got all kinds of miscommunication.
Todd, you do not want me to start on why I think texting is virtually ruining dating and our relationships.
We got to do a whole thing on that. We got to do a thing.
Yeah, because there's just a lot of chance of miscommunication.
Right?
Right? There's a huge, and the thing is that when you're dating somebody or when you are having a relationship with somebody, miscommunication is the last thing you want to happen.
Right.
Miscommunication can put wedges in relationships. Miscommunication can shut down a new situation that if they would have been in real life, it wouldn't have been shut down. Like I have a lot of thoughts about that, but yeah. I agree. We lean on technology because it feels a little easier, sometimes a little safer, but it's not actually where connection is.
Yeah. No, totally great. Let's start on this one. We can finish it up on the other side because can you stick? We're going to have Mr. Zahmer's board game of the week, and then I want you to join us for what we're thankful for this week, if you'd be so very kind. Yes. So number six, be kind to yourself in the process.
Any change that you're trying to make, anything that you're trying to do, whether it be self-awareness, whether it be looking at your goals, getting support or accountability and asking for help, be kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. I will say this a million times. They have proven again and again and again that us saying, you know, no pain, you know, no pain, no gain, or no fear, or all of these things actually aren't helpful. The way that we can like be kind to ourselves and compassionate, even on our tough days, even on the days we don't get things done, makes us keep going in a way that talking to ourselves in that get it done, you know, kind of way actually doesn't. It actually is proven to kind of keep you stuck or keep you more paralyzed than if you were nice to yourself.
I think that's a great point because I think there's a difference between your personal trainer in the gym, who, I mean, you know, I think a little pain to get some gain there is spot on. Push yourself, you know, not so much how much you can lift, but your endurance, your cardio and stuff like that versus our relationships where pain probably isn't going to help the game.
Well, and it's just in general that we don't go after and continue doing things if we continue to be mean to ourselves about it.
Right.
And what happens is when we have this inner critic in our heads that is sometimes mean to us, we just stop doing new things so that it doesn't, so it's not mad. And then we're stuck.
Yeah. Then we got problems. Then we start lashing out to other people.
Absolutely.
Yep. Why aren't people being nice to me?
and then we isolate, and then we live in our own heads, and the stories that we have in our heads may or may not be true. Our brains are not scientifically helpful. They are kind of liars. So, you know, you have to really like have the conversations, ask the better questions, get the clarity, or otherwise, you know, we're just mad at the world all the time.
So starting over when life feels like it's not working out, start with reflection, examine your values, set new updated goals, create an achievable action plan that this is not a marathon. It is a marathon, not a sprint. Number five, get support or accountability. And number six, be kind to yourself in the process. Kira, that's one heck of a great plan.
Thank you, Todd.
Absolutely. Kira's going to stick around. Mr. Zomers will give us his board game of the week. And then all three of us will say what we're thankful for and celebrate a little life. Who lives like we do? We do. Right here on the Todd Allball Show on the 7th. I'll come back in a second.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
727-0924.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 81. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Mid-90s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 66.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes before our friend and colleague Matt Flynn steps into this microphone with Matt Flynn Direct. You don't want to miss it. Great program every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 3 until 4. Matt Flynn Direct coming up next after the top of the hour news. Right now, joining us, she stuck around. We appreciate it so very much. Kira Sabin, our troop leader of love, our positivity psychologist. You can find her work, her retreats, her advice. Hire her. She's a great person at relationshipquotient.com. She's going to stick around because here it is on a Friday. Once again, time for Mr. Aaron Zommer's Board Game of the Week.
Here we are once again. It's time for the Board Game of the Week with Aaron Zommer's. So today, yeah. I have for you the game Evolution. It is a game for 2 to 6 players, takes about an hour to play. And if anybody listening has heard of the video game Spore, it is very similar. Basically, every player has a creature, and you get different features for your creature.
A feature for your creature. I like that already.
Alliteration, yeah. There's like a pool in the middle that you all have to go and feed from and get food, but there's limited food. So you might try to get advantages to beat the other creatures. Like you might get the card for a long neck so you can reach food up in trees and the other players can't. Or somebody else might get one for a hard shell or a spiky shell even to prevent predators from preying on them.
Are there any peacocks involved?
I don't remember. It's been a while since I've played it, but probably. However, I don't believe vasectomy is a card in the game. In fact, I think that would be that would make it difficult for you to increase your population.
Probably would. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But yeah, scavenge for food, survive attacks from predators, and make some interesting, weird creatures. It's a good time. It's pretty simple.
How much?
It is $45 approximately. Oh, all right. Like I said, 2 to 6 players, takes about an hour to play. And that is the game Evolution.
There you go. Evolution, your board game of the week. Kira, you're a board game player, aren't you?
I love board games. I would play them every day.
Ever played Evolution?
I have not. But I have a handful or a couple of that I haven't even tried yet in our house.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, because I get excited by a new game, and then I don't have enough people to invite over or enough time to do it. But priorities.
Priorities, indeed.
See, I want board games to be a priority. And I'm like, I got this cool new game. Everyone should come over and play it. And then we come over to play games, and maybe we watch a movie instead. Or they do play a board game, but everyone's like, I don't know, I just want to play the same one as last time. And I'm like,
man.
I understand that it's a good game. We'll have a good time, but I do want to try the new one.
You're a very curious person like that, Mr. Zommer. There's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy, right, Kira, to be a curious person?
It's actually a great value because that means you're constantly learning. That means that usually you have stronger friendships and relationships because you can come in with a curiosity of knowing them. Yeah, it's a great value.
All right. Fantastic. We've reached that point in the week once again on a Friday. I don't have any mimosas with me. It's been that kind of a week. But time to tell what we're thankful for on a Friday here on August 18th. Mr. Zommer, do you want to go first?
Sure. Well, I am thankful that Luke got to take the day off and that we have no reason to bother him on this weekend because he's getting married.
Yes.
And that's very exciting. So very happy for him. Also thankful that this weekend I get to go home and celebrate my youngest sister's birthday.
Oh, nice.
And also two of my friends share a birthday that's on Monday. So we're celebrating that this weekend. One of them is driving over from East Lansing to celebrate with us. So good, I get to spend some good time with friends and family this weekend.
Well, I'm very happy for you. That's great. Kira, what are you thankful for?
I'm first of all thankful for getting over COVID. I actually escaped COVID for 3 years and got it recently. And it was not fun. And I coughed for a full week. And I'll tell you, there's nothing that makes you appreciate feeling well than feeling really sick. And I was really sick for a few days. So I'm very thankful to be feeling better and have my health back.
Yeah, that was the first time you've had it?
First time I had it.
Wow. That you have to be one of the few people that lasted or was able to hold off that long.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's certainly something to be thankful for. I am thankful that I am recuperating from this goofy sinus infection. And Kira is absolutely right. When you feel like crap, when you're not healthy, it just reminds us what a basic attitude for gratitude, blessing, good health is. And I know I take it for granted far too often. So thankful that we're on the mend here, and also thankful that that mom, you know, Miss Linda back in Richland Center, she had a little, she had some work done, not a facial or anything. I was joking around. She had a boob job, but no, that's not true.
Oh my goodness.
She had knee replacement surgery, and my lovely and talented sister has been up there helping to rehab all week, and so next week is Todd's turn. But I'm very thankful for the doctors and for her for mom doing so great, and she's walking around. I mean, she was out cutting the grass yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. She's doing great. So very thankful that mom's doing better, and thankful for the great team we have. Mr. Zomers, Kira on this great show today, and Brady Ewing as well. And thanks, of course, to all of our listeners. All right, everybody, who lives like we do?
We do.
There you go. Kira, you missed that. You got to say we do.
I'm so sorry. Okay, could you do it again, please? I didn't know what we were doing. Okay, I'm
who here. Lives like we do?
We do.
We do.
There you go. It's from the Kenny Chesney song. We do. See? I've tried to listen to you, Kira. Having an attitude of gratitude is a healthy thing, right?
It's absolutely a healthy thing. And, you know, and I think you said something super important about how we don't take our health, or we take our health for granted until we don't have it anymore, right? And just, and it is good, like, as we age, to be able to just realize that aging is a privilege.
Yeah. It really
is. Not everybody gets.
That is very well said, Kira. And there's a lot of people that are gone way too soon. And it is a privilege just to be here. Privilege and a blessing. Life is short. So
it really is.
Enjoy the ride. That's the best way to put it. It's been a great week, Kira. Always great to have you here. Again, people, if they want to sign up for some of your great seminars and some of your life coaching, they can find you at relationshipquotient.com. Also, a great
Relationship-quotient. Don't forget the dash.
I'm sorry. Relationship-quotient. Thank you, Aaron. Relationship-quotient.com. Great podcast there. Kira, we'll see you hopefully in a couple of weeks or so.
I'm excited already. Thanks for having me, guys.
I always feel better after we have Kira on the show, as well as thanks to Brady Ewing for being here in hour number one. Mr. Zomers, our great producer and engineer. Our best to our friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, and his lovely and talented fiance. All the best tomorrow on their wedding nuptials. We're very, very happy for them. Stay tuned next. Our friend Matt Flynn is next for Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, this is Todd Allball from Mr. Aaron Zomers and Kira Sabin. Thanks for listening to us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, remember, keep banging on your drum.
Be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome.
But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. Yikes! So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown.